Cape Retners made a big splash at the 2026 East Coast Music Awards Gala event in Sydney. Of the 13 awards that were announced that night, 5 went to Cape Breton artists, while a longtime favorite Cape Breton group were honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award. The night began in earnest with a red carpet event for the nominees taking place at the gala's venue, Sydney's Centre 200. In addition to the red carpet photo shoot, there were also ring toss games, a photo booth, products from local vendors, and more. While walking the red carpet, gala hosts Bette McDonald and Maynard Morrison spoke about what it means to host the event and what people could expect.
Well, anything that puts the focus on Cape Breton Island, we are all about it. And, you know, a celebration on the scale of the ECMA's biggest night of the year in East Coast music, well, you know, that can't be anything but a real good time, right?
Terribly excited to be here. We just love that we're get to be a small part of this huge, beautiful event. And as Beth said, it's just so good for the city, for the island.
Our plan for tonight is to have as much fun as possible, and we really want that for the audience. We want the audience to laugh lots. We're, you know, our job is to keep the show moving, but, you know, we just want everybody to be entertained. And that's our plan.
We've heard some of the sound checks, and of course we know a lot of the performers, so we're very excited to hear it with an audience. We're looking forward to that very much.
Following the hosts, more presenters stopped by to share their excitement for the night. Cape Breton comedy duo Tracy and Martina shared their feelings about being presenters and who they were looking forward to seeing.
I love coming to Sydney.
I'm buzzing. It's that exciting. There's so many celebrities around here tonight.
Oh, there are, eh?
Yes, lots of, and people dressed sharp.
Oh, everyone, nice. Lots of men wearing beautiful fedoras.
Yes, a couple of them.
Yep, and women wearing gowns and all that. It's nice to see.
I just ran into Bette McDonald.
She know who you are?
She goes, hi, sweetie.
Who else are you excited to see tonight?
Goldie Boatler.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
she's one to watch.
Elise Aaron.
Yes, she's going to be here too.
Yeah.
Some fellas that sing country and all that too. And
lots of talent here, eh?
I think Classified's coming to our scene.
I don't know
either.
He's usually at functions like this.
Yeah, good to show up.
The show kicked off with Cape Breton's very own Goldie Boatler picking up the first win of the night for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. She shared her reaction to winning and discussed what it means to her.
Honest to God, the minute they're showing all the nominees, and it just feels like such a dream to me, because I have been doing this for such a long time, and especially to be here, having my parents witness what I've been putting my heart and soul into for so long, is just, it's not just for me, it's kind of for everyone, and I don't know, I'm overjoyed. I'm so grateful to the ECMAs. I think it means that I should just continue to push forward on my journey and trust myself and look inward for inspiration rather than outward for permission. Like, keep doing the damn thing. Awards or, like, you know, doing shows and seeing that there's people there and they're singing the lyrics, all those type of things are really, really validating. And, I think probably before I was nominated, I thought they were stupid. But then when I did get nominated, I thought, wow, this actually is really nice that somebody out there is seeing what I'm doing. And, you know, I don't know. It's cool. I hold my past and everything that I've gone through, the good and the bad, really close to me every day to remind me and to humble me that every single part of this is so meaningful and not to take any of it for granted.
It wouldn't be long before another Cape Bretoner took home an East Coast Music Award. Aaron McDonald is the winner of the Fans' Choice Video of the Year Award for Beaches and Bands. He shared his reaction to receiving the award following his win.
It's a little surreal at this moment, you know. You get to a certain point, this age of my life and this career, and you kind of start asking yourself, why, you know? Why do you do it? But I hit a new stride the last few years. My kids are getting a little older, and they're starting to leave my house. And I just, like, it's like, what do you leave behind? You know, it's what legacy do you, what do you leave for your family, your people, here, your place? And so I just decided, I got this new mantra. It's like, I'm going to make my mark and leave my songs behind for people. And this video is just a small part of all that. It's a little surreal right now. You know, it's an honor for me, too, though. I wave the Cape Breton flag, and I sing songs about my hometown. I write songs about Mabu, the place. This particular song was written about Mabu and Cape Breton, but specifically my town of Mabu. So I feel like this is much my little, I've carved out a little piece from my hometown, and I get to make my mark on it, and I'm so proud. You know, it's really special to me.
The next Cape Breton winner was Morgan Tony for Indigenous Artist of the Year From Wagmatcook and Waikagama First Nations, Tony recently won a Juno Award for Traditional Roots Album of the Year for his recording Heal the Divide. A previous ECMA winner, he spoke about how much it meant to see the events come to Cape Breton.
It is a feeling that never gets old. And what's more important for me is to come here and stay here, actually, in Cape Breton, where, like, this is my first ECMA here in Cape Breton. So to see my family up here in those rows and all my friends and my family, it's a beautiful feeling, and it never gets old winning an ECMA award, especially this one here, the Indigenous Artists of the Year. It just shows us how much hard work that we do. Our job, music, as other musicians will say, this is a 24-hour job, 7 days a week, where you're constantly pushing your music, trying to get people to listen to it. Social media, all of this stuff, it never ends. But to get this award, it's a recognition of all the hard work that we do. And to be Indigenous Artists of the Year 2026, it's a huge win for our team. So I just want to say, what a great feeling.
Picking up the ECMA for Release of the Year was Cape Breton's Elise Aaron, who shared her feelings and discussed her comeback following a serious motorcycle crash last September.
You know what? I feel like I'm back. I am back. I am ready to rock once again. It's been a wild return, but this being surrounded by so many amazing musicians and so much energy and life, like, this is it. This is living. This sense of purpose for what I feel like I'm meant to do, it's what made me change my life at 30 to follow music, is there's this call that's on my heart that I can't ignore, and nothing's gonna stop me now. I know people say this, but it's true. The talent from this island is next level, and it's an honor to be alongside some of these artists and to be sharing the stages and, you know, sitting next to them at the award show. Like, it's just, this is the stuff my dreams are made of, and I'm so proud to call those people my peers and my friends. I would say follow your heart and be true to yourself, because it's tough out there. And I think, you know, we had talked about what the inspiration and motivation was, what keeps you going. It's got to be what's on your heart, and the external stuff is just extra, but whatever you feel, do that and listen to what's on your heart, and you will find success.
But the night wasn't over for Goldie Batelier, who picked up a second ECMA for Album of the Year for Goldie Batelier Presents Goldie Montana. She discussed how it felt to win for a second time and what went into making the album.
I said, that sounds correct. No, I mean, I worked really, really hard, and I think everybody who's done an album who's in the category, like, it takes such an intense amount of obsession and creativity and obsession. So I think I'm just, like, very proud of everyone who was able to do that, and proud of myself, too. I'm truly, truly so happy and grateful, and I will never forget this night, especially that it's in my hometown. What an amazing celebration, and I don't know, I'm very grateful. I think for me this album was really cool because I created this alter ego, Goldie Montana, and I created her in a time when I needed to become someone braver than I was. And in doing that, kind of like pretending to be this character, it actually made me more myself. So it's just kind of like a beautiful life hack. Anyone can find an alter ego any other day, and it will help you.
Finally, Cape Breton's own Barra McNeils received the Dr. Helen Creighton Lifetime Achievement Award. The Celtic folk rock group reflected on their over 45-year history of making music on the island. Boyd McNeil, Ryan McNeil, Kyle McNeil, Lucy McNeil, Seamus McNeil, and Stuart McNeil all spoke about how it felt to be honored by the ECMAs.
So I'm the youngest in the family, so I was around seeing all the hard work in the early days, and then the gravy train came my way, and I got on, and now, I've been playing with the band for a long time, and it's a lot of work, but when you're with the right people, it makes it a lot easier. So that's for any band. You don't have to be a family for that either. So,
yeah, I remember we used to walk through with their first album and T-shirts and sell them through the crowds at the festival and stuff. Anyway, it's a lot of years in the making, a lot of practicing and playing and traveling, and it's quite an honor that people are recognizing the family after all these years.
Well, it's the same sentiment again. It's great to be recognized, to be appreciated. We're just overjoyed, really. It's been such a night. And as I said before, it's 40 years, and man, it goes by fast.
Well, there's more aches and pains and gray hair, but we still love playing music, probably more than ever, and tonight was a really special celebration, and we thank everyone for this honor, and bed will be nice.
Yeah, it's great playing here tonight, good energy, and I guess it just goes to show. I'm the oldest, by the way, and if you live long enough, I guess if you live long enough, you get rewarded for it, and it's quite a reward. So muchly appreciated, the ECMA.
Thank you.
It's the Helen Creighton Award is certainly quite an honor to get that, and just to be a part of that legacy of music in the Maritimes, and coming from Cape Breton and receiving that award in Sydney, I don't think we could have been more touched to be here this evening.
Also featured at the gala were performances by Goldie Battelier, Morgan Toney, Elise Aaron, and the Barra McNeils. The ECMAs continued on into the weekend with events across Sydney and another round of awards being handed out on Sunday. For Coast City 9.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.